It's Thursday morning and time for another edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fitou. I'm joined, as always, by reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, let's look back at the last three games. Saturday night, an overtime win against the Los Angeles Kings. Ryan O'Reilly had the game winner in OT. He continues to be the team's best player.
Yes, he's been their best forward and probably their best player all season. He's playing more than any forward in the NHL, well over 20 minutes a night, and the Sabres obviously lean on him in every situation, and you just see him, even when he's not supposed to be on the ice, he's in the defensive zone taking draws, and he gives them an element they haven't had in a long, long time, and that's a number one center that can do everything. And I'm not sure they've had that since Chris Drury 9-10 years ago, that they've had a guy who's kind of a gamer like him. And he had done just about everything else this season except score an overtime winner, and he scored a nice one against the Kings, and that was a nice, nice win. The Kings missed the playoffs last year, but they're still kind of one of the gold standards of the NHL. They're a tough team to play against, and that was a nice home win for the Sabres.
On Monday, the team won in Detroit for the first time since 2006. We saw an exciting third-period comeback. Goalie Chad Johnson made a spectacular save in the final seconds to preserve the victory. Also notable in that game was a goal for forward Johan Larsson, who had really been struggling.
Yes, Johan Larsson has struggled all season, and he's a guy who's expected to be a big contributor this year. He ended last season as the Sabres' number one center. He had like 14 points in the final 20 games. And even if that wasn't a true barometer of who he was, you think maybe he could have 40 points or 35 points and score 15 goals or something like that. But that goal in Detroit on Monday with a few minutes left in the game, that was his first goal this year. He only has 4 points. He's been a big, big disappointment. He's been scratched. He's been moved to the wing. And he just hasn't showcased the same tenacity that he had late last season. He's at his best when he's a pest to play against, when he's getting under the opponent's skin. And I don't think he's done that this year.
Finally, there was Tuesday's home loss to the Devils. In your story for that game, you called it excruciatingly boring.
It was excruciatingly boring. It was just a game where nothing happened, really. I mean, the Sabres, they had 3 or 4 scoring chances the whole game. There just wasn't a lot of action. And it was kind of an indictment on the game, the NHL in 2015, that passes for entertainment. If you're a fan and you paid $60, $140, whatever for the tickets like that, I don't see how you come away satisfied.
You also recently wrote about Cody McCormick. He's been sidelined with a blood clot since last season. It's a real question mark whether he'll ever resume his career. Tell us a little bit about his situation.
Well, Cody blocked a shot in early January, and he played a few more games, but he was having some discomfort, and suddenly he was rushed to the hospital, and they found a blood clot that had spread from his calf to his lung, and he's been sidelined ever since then. Right now, he's still on blood thinners. He hasn't received the clearance to play, and it's a scary situation, and Cody knows it. Pasquale Dupuis, the popular Penguins winger, had to retire last week because of blood clots, and Cody said he's not ready to make that call yet. He's just going to kind of wait it out. Right now, he's still around the team. He's at the home games. He's on the ice most mornings. He works out. And he feels fine, but he hasn't gotten that clearance yet. And I asked him, I said, what would you do if a doctor told you to retire? And he said he would probably get another opinion from a doctor. But he's very cognizant of how serious this is, and he wants to do what's best for his family.
Sabres have home games tonight against Anaheim and Saturday against Chicago, and then a week off for the NHL's Christmas break. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.